For much of modern history, decision-making has been framed as a battle between reason and emotion. We are often told to be rational, as if feelings are distractions to be suppressed. Yet the most effective decisions rarely come from logic alone. They emerge from the integration of both thinking and feeling, analysis and intuition working together. Intuition, often described as a gut feeling, is not irrational. It is compressed experience. Our brains constantly process patterns, cues, and subtle signals beneath conscious awareness. When something feels off in a negotiation, promising in a partnership, or risky in an investment, that sensation may reflect accumulated knowledge that we cannot immediately articulate. Experienced firefighters, surgeons, and entrepreneurs frequently rely on intuition to act quickly under pressure. Their instincts are built on thousands of prior observations. However, intuition has limits. It is shaped by personal history, biases, and incomplete data. A gut feeling may be wisdom, or it may be fear, overconfidence, or wishful thinking. This is where deliberate thinking becomes essential. Analytical thinking slows the process down. It asks, what assumptions am I making? What evidence supports this conclusion? What are the alternatives? By extrapolating possible scenarios and outcomes, the thinking side provides perspective. It allows us to map best case, worst case, and most likely outcomes. It quantifies risk. It highlights unintended consequences. For example, consider launching a new business initiative. Intuition may signal excitement and opportunity. The idea feels right. There is energy behind it. But analytical thinking forces additional questions. What will this cost? What happens if demand is weaker than expected? How long can we sustain losses? What competitive responses might emerge? Running scenarios, optimistic, neutral, pessimistic, clarifies exposure. It transforms a vague sense of risk into a structured understanding of it. Conversely, analysis without intuition can also mislead. Data may suggest a market is attractive, margins are high, and projections are favorable. Yet something about the leadership team may feel unreliable, or the cultural fit may feel wrong. Ignoring those signals in favor of spreadsheets alone can lead to costly mistakes. Numbers rarely capture trust, alignment, or long-term relational dynamics. The integration of thinking and feeling improves resilience. When both align, when the data makes sense and the gut feels steady, confidence increases. When they diverge, the tension itself becomes valuable information. It signals the need for deeper examination. Perhaps more data is needed. Perhaps biases must be questioned. Or perhaps the discomfort reveals a subtle risk not yet quantified. Extrapolating future scenarios is particularly powerful. By imagining multiple paths forward, we reduce emotional reactivity. Fear becomes manageable when its boundaries are defined. Optimism becomes grounded when its assumptions are tested. Scenario thinking stretches our perspective beyond the present moment and helps us avoid decisions driven purely by immediate emotion. Ultimately, wise decision-making is not about choosing between head and heart. It is about orchestrating them. Feeling provides direction and speed. Thinking provides structure and foresight. Intuition surfaces insights drawn from experience. Analysis stress tests those insights against reality. In a complex and uncertain world, relying on only one faculty is limiting. When we learn to respect both our instincts and our intellect, to let them challenge and refine one another, we make decisions that are not only smarter but also more deeply aligned.